This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Very unprofessional of me. Take a bite of my bagel seconds before we go to air. Sorry.
You should know better.
Let me take a drink. Yeah. Wasn't watching the clock. Close enough there. Yeah. Hi. Hi there, folks. What do you have for me? You said you had something for me.
Well, you wanted to hear the Trump exchange with John Roberts yesterday. This was classic.
Talked about the failings of the Obama administration in leaving you with empty shelves and no plans.
They got rid of the pandemic office and the National Security Council.
But we didn't do that. That turned out to be a false story. Now you're starting to go, are you working for CNN?
I'm pointing out what they have said and what you have said.
That was not yesterday, however. That was a couple days ago.
Yeah,
that was a while ago.
The first, I think.
But yesterday, John Roberts asked a very good question, and that is one I wouldn't mind hearing. It is related to what we know about what China did by letting this handling the virus in the way they did, and how it got out, and what the State Department knows. And so, anyway, very interesting. President saying now data is suggesting U.S. has passed its peak on new cases. So that'll inform his push to reopen. Governor Burgum last hour telling us North Dakota, North Dakota's free to reopen right now. I mean, like I don't know if you saw the story about hospitals that had a reduction in elective surgery. And that was a precaution the hospitals took on their own because they didn't want to bring people into the hospital while there were COVID patients there and try and keep some distance. But no government said that. North Dakota has not been on lockdown in any lockdown, you must do this kind of way. Unless you have a restaurant, a bar, then you obviously you can't have people in. You can still do takeout. The personal care stuff, you can't. Hairdressers and some of those things, some gyms. So there's a small segment, and that group of folks is now being asked to work with the Commerce Department so they can have some standard protocols on, okay, what are the best practices going forward? If I owned a business and it was a restaurant right now, I would be right now saying, okay, here's the deal. Mask available if they want them. I'm going to put, a hand sanitizer in multiple locations, and I'll have one-third less tables, so that people can have a little bit of social distancing. I'd do that in a nanosecond. Say, okay, can I open? Good. And then start announcing you're going to be open May 1. You'll be busy. It'll be going. There's no doubt about it. So anyway, we learned lots of information last hour. If you missed any of it, catch the replay tonight or our podcast. And if you have a question for the governor, a comment for the governor, a criticism for the governor, an attaboy for the governor, whatever you want to say, I offered today because we did not get to the amount of listener feedback that I'd wanted just because we had so much ground to cover. Text it right now today before the end of the show. Call our 24/7 hotline at 855-200-1776. Leave a message, 855-200-1776. Or text Todd, 226-8503, right, Todd? 226-8503.
Yes, sir.
Put your right to Todd the Radio God. Or me at 701-367-2054. Okay. Jim, the flagpole guy. I've been checking out the gallery just like you asked at ndflagpoleguy.com. And I want one of each. Just
great
so you know.
Work, man.
I want
great
one,
work.
Want one of each. I like them all. Wow. Unbelievable.
You know what's even better than all the pictures of those beautiful flagpoles and all those beautiful people? They care so deeply for me and their neighbors, probably they're just joyful people, is the stories behind it. And, Scott, I got one, and I'm going to respond. I'm working through my emails today, and this is an email I got. And it's a gentleman named Leonard, and he's on the west side of North Dakota. And he wrote in some notes, father recently passed away. It is his farm that I would like to install the flag. The farm was homesteaded by his father in 1917. My dad was a World War II Navy veteran serving in the Pacific, Guam. And, you know, you hear that, and it's just more than just words. It's like everything that flagpole represents is inside the guy's heart, in his memories and the goodness of his forefathers. And I don't know. I'm just really excited that I get to do this, and I really feel like we're here for such a time as this. It's deeper than, you know, just a job for me, but it's the people, and it's the stories, and it's the humanity, and it's seeing everybody come together during this crisis, and the spirit of, you know, the nurses trying to deal with their stress by dancing and making YouTube. There's humanity and clapping when people leave. You know, this America, we don't back down. We do good. We're patient, but we also are productive people, and let's get her done. And God bless America, God. That's all I got to say about that. But, you know, when it comes to the gallery, you look at these pictures as well, and there might be something in here that suits your home. I ask if anybody is interested. They'd save a lot of time if they pick a picture out and say, oh, I kind of have something like that in mind, you know. And you could go on my Facebook page at ND Flagpole Guy on the Facebook, and I have a picture of our room, Scott. I've got to get you up here to look at it. And maybe we'll post a show, because I have a wall, a flag on my wall in the shop is bigger than the wall. It's a 30-foot flag on a 26-foot wall, so I had to get creative. And it's a retired flag from good old Fred from Patriot Fuels. And it just sets the tone. And we're just so full of the American spirit right now. We just want to encourage everybody. You know, you were born for such a time as this, too. And let's do what we can and rebuild America. And thank God we got a leader that cares for us.
There you go. And, folks, you can easily take a look at all this great patriotism, all these great, every flag tells a story. It's so cool. It's so cool. And we so appreciate our listeners and their support of Jim the Flagpole Guy. Want to make sure North Dakota per capita has more flags than anything. Enough of this per capita of COVID virus, you know. Thankfully, that's among the lowest in the country. We can have the highest in the country if something great on the percentage per capita, and that'd be flagpole. So show the world your patriotism. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And that caller or that letter writer that sent you a note about putting a flag up on a you know, farm that was homesteaded by his great grandparents. I mean, that's fabulous. That's the way to do it. I mean, what a way to memorialize it. You know, a couple summers ago, we took a trip out to Battleview and saw the farmstead of my be my in-laws, I guess my mother-in-law's family. Same thing. I mean, her parents came from Norway and, you know, have a farm out there. There's not much left of the farm. I mean, the buildings are kind of crumbled and the sheds and, you know, there's not. But, boy, to put a flag there now when you go back and visit, what a way to mm-hmm. you know, just say, hey.
Scott, you know? That's why I needed a generator on the trailer, Scott, because people ask me to come out to Farmstead where nobody lives and they want a flagpole there. Imagine that, huh?
Imagine that is right. I love it.
It's like when they arrive and their family comes, somebody comes and puts that flag up. So when that family comes, that yearly visitor from, they see that flag there.
Here's what I'm telling you. Just channel a little bit of that frustration right now about nothing being right with the world. The economy disrupted in the way it is, and, you know, everything that was normal 2 months ago that's not. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com or give Jim a call and have him stop by and take a look, and it'll plan going for a flag. It'll give you something to look forward to and be happy about. 701-571-FLAG. Thanks a bunch, Jim. Good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America. Good day.
Bye. Jim the Flagpole Guy. There he goes. Next guest is Mandy Gill. This is a fun story, too. Just like flags. Mandy's from Bismarck. Started the trending hashtag A World of Hearts.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
everywhere I go, I see your work. There's flags and windows, or not flags and windows, hearts and windows, and people following this.
I have a bone to pick, though.
That's got to make you feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
My wife cut out like 30 hearts.
Okay.
And they're all on the table.
Yeah.
And all the trimmings are on the floor. She's like, could you vacuum those up?
Good.
You like, got what are you doing? I didn't do it.
Your wife gets it. You're perfect for cleanup.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. What prompted this for you?
I saw it in a Facebook group that somebody was doing it in Canada. And I thought it'd be fun to do this with a couple of our friends. I'll give my kids something to do while they waited for school to start again. And so I started the group, and it just took off. I never expected it to take off like it did.
It took off all right. It's pretty darn cool. I want to ask you a little bit more about it, just to get an idea how widespread it is right now, and also what it felt like to see it at the Capitol. That was kind of cool to have the state capitol lit up. So we'll do that when we come back after a break here. Don't go away. Mandy Gill came up with a great idea. Hashtag a world of hearts. Tim in Bismarck has a question. We'll get to you. Text some more.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad news, it can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
Wow. Shut your mouth. Just not the way we talk on what's on your mind. But we let that one by. Our standards and practices, the department's sleeping just a little bit, I think, right?
It's already gone.
It's gone. All right, let's see here. Our man CJ's on the phone from DAC Diesel to tell us what they're up to today. What you working on, CJ?
Well, we're we're doing a Cummins engine swap into a Ford F-250. That's a 2004, so we got that started today. After a while, we had it scheduled earlier, but we fell behind on some overhauls. So they were all head gaskets that turned into overhauls, so it was one thing after another that way. And then we also got a FedEx truck tore apart here, working on that, and I'm finishing up a head gasket on another Cummins. So just busy, busy every day. And I got a guy sick at the sick at home right now, so it kind of slows us up. I don't think it's a we're sure it's not the coronavirus or anything like that, but they checked him. It's one of those things that they just do that out of precaution. So
yeah, but, you want him at home, but he's got a little bug, right? You want him at
home. Despite absolutely. The fact you're having... we don't want to take any chances, and you know, we're all healthy here and everything, and he came down with it so quick. I mean, he was great yesterday morning, and he was running a fever, but the doctor said, yeah, they're sure it's not, you know, the COVID at all. So
you're repairing semi trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, anything diesel, at DAC diesel. You know, the folks you're talking to about when you're bringing in the shop doing their work, how are they feeling? What are they saying?
Well, right now the farmers, you know, they're ready for spring. They're ready to, you know, they need their trucks running for spring. So, you know, it's a rush with the farmers. As far as with the oil field guys, one of our customers, you know, we just finished up an overhaul with him. Luckily, he's in good shape. He has all his equipment paid for and everything. He basically had this planned out that if oil does take a drop, he might be out of work. So all his trucks are sitting right now. But, you know, he still has money to pay us, and, you know, he's just a good customer that way. But, you know, it's definitely being felt all the way across the board. You know, with him, that customer in the oil field, he's got 8 trucks. So you got 8 drivers that are out of business, or, you know, out of work now. So, you know, it's definitely being felt everywhere. And, you know, as far as with us, we haven't felt it yet, but I'm just waiting for the day that we do. So.
Very interesting. Well, we're praying for them all, that's for sure. We want to get this in the rearview mirror as fast as possible, and we seem to be inching towards our renaissance, our spring, our resurrection here, so we'll just keep going. Thanks, CJ. Good talking to you, and I invite folks to give you a call if they're looking for the best diesel repair money can buy. 701-258-5011 right there in Bismarck. 701-258-5011 or online at dacdiesel.com. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
All right. Mandy Gill is with us from Bismarck. She started the trending hashtag, A World of Hearts, with us on What's On Your Mind. You go for a walk. You see hearts in the window. You see this is like everywhere. And it started all with an idea that, hey, Canada has one. Why can't we? When did you sort of realize this was going crazy viral?
Probably about 2 days after I started it. It was Sunday. We started getting requests from people from other states. And then by Sunday evening, I started seeing posts from all over the world.
That's pretty wild. That's pretty neat. And when it was on the state capitol, did that make you smile?
Really cool.
Make you smile?
Yeah, it's humbling. I mean, just it's really cool to know that Governor Burgum is listening to people and seeing what people need and, you know, doing what they can to help everyone get through this.
So if I want in on this craze, what do I do?
Just cut some hearts out of whatever you have at home. People are using paper, magazines, newspaper, and taping them in their window.
And you can see we're all in this together.
Yeah,
right
definitely.
There. Yeah, have a heart. That's awesome. That really is. Anything else you want to tell us about this cool effort, Mandy?
No, it's just been really fun to see how much it's taken off. And I mean, it's worldwide now. If you hop on the Facebook page, the hashtag A World of Hearts, and you can find people from all over the world that are participating.
That is cool. Well, I hope a few more will join the fun today. And what a great lesson for your kids that got in on, hey, make some hearts, let's do this. And they must think it's pretty cool too, huh?
Yeah, they really think it's cool. They're having fun seeing like where the posts are coming from.
Love it. All right. Thanks so much for sharing a little story with us today, Mandy. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry you cut out.
I said thanks for sharing the story with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Take care. These are the fun things in the middle of these challenging times, right? I think nerves are fraying a little bit right now. You know,
people some of the positive. Yep.
Yeah, people get a little. I saw that a little bit last night with the park thing. I mean, myself included. I'm like, come on, what are you doing closing the park?
I know.
I mean, talk about social distancing. They were doing social distancing before North Dakota existed out there. You know, I mean, but. You know, you hear a little bit more about it, and you get a little more rational about it. But stuff like that just kind of puts you in a good spot.
Golf courses, too, and, you know.
I put a picture of my view this morning as I started the day. Sun popping up over the horizon. And a little picture of the flag, speaking of the flag, and the sun. And, you know, just stand there for a minute or two and say, wow. It's going to be just fine, just fine. Let's go to some calls here. Your texts are pouring in, too. 258-0550. You can call Kev at 271-1100, or Dan the Man will take your call, 800-228-0550. Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Excellent.
Great. Hey, I work out in the oil field, and yeah, as you know, everything has slowed down, and I'm also a freedom rider out of Bismarck, North Dakota, and we've heard about how the soup kitchens and pantries and stuff are really getting low on food, and there's a lot of people that are struggling at the current time. And I've talked to Todd a little bit about this, and iHeartMedia and a lot of the other media stations in town, and the Freedom Riders, a bunch of us that are members there, have decided that what we're going to do is we're going to start a program to try to help our community. And we've named it Freedom for Food Community Food Drive, and we're going to be doing this in conjunction with iHeartMedia and some other businesses around Bismarck. And we're going to follow social distancing like we're supposed to do, and we're going to do this April 24th from 12 to 6. Todd has got it on his Facebook page already, I believe. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to try to get some food to help out our community food banks, because there's a lot of elderly people that are out there and other people that need help right now. And we're going to strategically park pickups that will have banners. And from there, what we'll be able to do is just we'll have people walk up, drop their food in the back end of the pickup or the trailer, and then we're going to take it to the food banks and the soup kitchen in the community to help out. So we wanted to break the news here on KFYR. So people know, and if they want more information, they can go to the Freedom Riders page and go from there.
So the Freedom Riders Facebook page is where you get more info, and the date you're doing this is a week from tomorrow, 24th.
Yes, April 24th, 12 to 6, or they can check out Todd's Facebook page, too.
All right. Sounds great.
Shared over to
everybody,
too.
Great idea, and wish you well, weather in the storm here. Get back to work in the oil field as well. We don't want you to go anywhere. Stay right here and get ready for us to come back bigger than ever.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohrer, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million the week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I think that's Merle Haggard,
right?
Yes.
Now that is my buddy Roman Hanks in the Lockdown Lounge open mic on Facebook,
doing his best Merle Haggard.
Yeah, doing his best Merle Haggard.
Wow.
Have you seen this Lockdown Lounge thing? It's craziness.
Well, how could I not have seen it? Because you haven't stopped talking about it since the second it started.
Well, not. I don't think I've overwhelmed you with a conversation on it.
Gosh, you give me five times a week you're talking about Lockdown Lounge.
I think it's great.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, thank you.
That's wonderful.
All right, I'll stop.
No, you don't have to stop.
I'm going
to
take my toys and go home now.
How could I not talk about it? Okay, folks, what's on your mind? Tell me. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Let's talk about some things right now. And if you don't mind, I'd love your recommendations for businesses covered by the executive orders. In other words, where the governor has said, given what we know, this is a health crisis, we need you to close. Okay? We're talking about restaurants, closed to sit-down meals, but okay for takeout. We're talking about nails and hair care and massage and those personal care things, gyms. A few others, but not many. I mean, there's not many things that are covered right now. But I feel for them. I feel for a business being told shut down. And, of course, the recommendations to stay home and, you know, if it's an essential trip, fine. But otherwise, no, don't go. You know, all of that's just basically disrupted the entire economy of the country. So what do you think makes sense? What will make you go back to a restaurant? How about this? Here's a question for you. This will give me a good gauge. Donald Trump announces he's coming to the Fargo Dome.
Okay.
The reopening starts May 1, so let's just say June 1st.
Okay.
June 1st.
All right.
Donald Trump says he's coming to the Fargo Dome for a rally. Do you go?
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to know, by your calls and your texts, do you go? The answer is the same for me. But I have to tell you, I remember right after 9/11, I went to a Neil Diamond concert at the Fargo Dome.
I remember. That was the one in the round.
And I spent more time looking at the rafters than I did Neil Diamond. And my wife's like, what are you looking for? What are you looking at? I'm like, well, I just want to see if there's anybody up there. I mean, I'm thinking like snipers. I'm thinking, you know. I mean, you think that way after something like this, right?
Yeah. Manifest, Mr.
First time at a concert after an attack like that, you go, well, wait a minute. And quite honestly, I've never understood, and I certainly don't root for this. I think it's sad, but I'm amazed they aren't more targets like a Super Bowl, you know, or major sporting events or concerts, you know, because you're not expecting it there and it could be. So, you know, I think people are going to think differently, but I want to know. Donald Trump announces he'll be in the Fargo Dome for the very first rally since this entire situation where he shut down his rallies and did everything. Do you go? June 1. Now, it is May 1 where you're kind of like, oh, I don't know. Where is our peak? Where is it not? Do you go or do you not go? Tell me. 800-228-0550. That'll be a good gauge of where you're at. 271-1100. Or text us. 701-367-2054 for me. And 701-226-8503 for Todd. Scott and Grafton, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I tell you what, no matter what we do or what we say, somebody's not going to like it. But I thought for reopening, why not let the employees that want to work, let them work. And the people that want to eat out, let them eat out. And I think you'd get a gradual trickle just by doing that.
Wait a minute. I think you said trust the people there, Scott. I think you said people are smart and they'll figure this out for themselves. And they know what's happened and they know why we've done what we've done. And you know, gosh.
Well, I suggested this at the shutdown, like when the state B-boys basketball was canceled. I said, well, let's just have it. Whoever wants to go can go. And whoever doesn't want to can just stay home. But, of course, that didn't go over real well because everybody thought they were going to get the virus and who knows what. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to pick something where people still aren't going to get sick. You know, some people are going to die. I just think there's going to be enough people that are hesitant to come out. I mean, I would go to the Trump rally and I would go eat at a restaurant and I would go out.
I'm exactly the same way, Scott, and I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Here is a driver calling from anywhere North Dakota. That leaves a lot to the imagination, doesn't it? A driver from anywhere in North Dakota. Mr. or Mrs. Driver, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, aggravated with people. Quick story. Yesterday I'd had in my over 10 hours of driving, 12.5-hour day, done by 12:30. I happened to have a day cab instead of my sleeper, so I parked at a motel, walked a block over to a fast food joint, and I walked up by the speaker. Yesterday wasn't a nice day. It was cold and windy. And I asked the guy, I said, can I go? Would you mind if I place an order at the speaker? Well, he's picking up for a bunch of people, and he's in a hurry, but otherwise he would. And I looked at the car behind me, him. He looked away and rolled his window up. So I went and stood behind three cars for a little bit. I ain't doing this. Went to a gas station, ended up with two roller dogs and some Fritos and milk. Walking the two blocks back to my room, I went past a fast food place. The guy that said he's picking up for four was parked across the street eating his burger. And I thought, you know, it's cold out here, guys. I've got 12.5 hours in of pushing a truck. I've been down in South Dakota sliding around in the ice. I wasn't in a good mood, but I thought if you're sitting there having that burger in the nice warm car is more important than me, so be it. But
you know what I'd have done? I would have bought your meal. I said, "Yep, give me your order, and I won't take your money." I think we treated.
To be honest with you, Scott, when I got to the window, I was going to pay for his.
I've seen truckers in actually standing in the drive-through, and a few of the places I've gone, they allow that. Did they not there? I assume?
It wasn't that he wouldn't allow it, or they didn't allow it. I don't know if they did. I never got to it. The guy wouldn't let me walk up and place my order at the order thing. And I didn't want to walk in front of everybody that was already at the drive-through getting their food. So I just, you know, kind of take my car, place in line. But even now at night, after 10 o'clock, try to get a cup of coffee or anything. I was in Flying J in Rapid City yesterday. All I can get is Deli Express there. You go anywhere else, you know, Deli Express is coming out like a bandit on this deal.
This is dumbest thing we ever did. Dumbest thing we ever did is to not think that truckers who are 100% linked to everything we need, all the essential products. They couldn't be any more essential, because if they don't move, we don't eat. To not allow them, you know, a place to sit down and have a meal with social distancing. I'm not saying break any rules, or, you know, use the shower all by yourself. I mean,
my gosh. What I haul, you would miss tremendously in a store. But the other point is, like, I agree with you now, like, any of these burger places, it's at one table or two tables up with one chair, 8-10 feet apart, walk in, drivers only.
This is
we
not
get
hard.
Our food,
this
we
is
walk
not
over
hard.
And sit down and actually eat it instead of, you know, trying to eat in the truck or everything else.
It's dumb. It's dumb, and I hope it's soon over. And please know you're appreciated, Mr. Driver. You are. We appreciate you.
It wasn't appreciation. It was just, I was hungry. And I wanted some warm food.
I get it, though. I mean, it's a common courtesy for, yeah, I mean.
And I'm not alone. That's why I said I didn't bother with my name, because it's just not me. I hear it from our other drivers and other people, and, you know, they, oh, yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you. Now get out.
Yeah. Well, stay safe out there. Thanks for calling, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Take care. Steele, North Dakota. Luke, what's on your mind?
I was just going to answer your question. If Trump was there May 1st, I would show up. It seems so overblown that I don't know where we're going to end up next. I called the governor's office yesterday when he was having his address right after, and I talked to one of his aides, and I was asking her why can't we open up? I mean, what is holding us back? And she said, until we see almost no cases and have a vaccine, we think we're going to stay this course. And I just didn't get it, because I said, you know, there's a flu vaccine out there, and half the people do not take the flu shots. And she's like, I don't believe you. I don't know if you have your stats right. Well, so I looked it up on the CDC, only 45% of adults take the flu shots. So I don't know if they're going to force us to take this vaccine or how they're going to handle that.
I don't know who you talked to, but the idea that we're going to wait for a flu vaccine before we're opened up is meaning North Dakota shut down. And again, North Dakota's not shut down. North Dakota have a lot of freedoms right now. I mean, we say this, but we're not. I mean, there are some places that aren't, and I hope they're back open May 1 and figure out a way to do this. But the majority of people can do anything they want. I mean, I started to tell a story earlier. Healthcare organizations have laid off hundreds of people. Why? Because elective surgeries were canceled, you know?
Yeah, I know one nurse that, yeah, she's getting furloughed. I couldn't believe it. She's getting furloughed in an epidemic or a pandemic.
I realize that, but again, it's because they decided, not the governor, not anybody else, they decided not to allow elective surgeries. Now, they were trying to make the hospital safer. I get it. But at some point, there has to be sort of this balance between, okay, what are the numbers telling us? And what do we need to do? It's easy from the cheap seats, but I'm going to put you down as a yes on that rally. Mark in Fargo, what's your vote?
Yeah, I'd go in a heartbeat. You know what the real problem is?
Tell me what the real problem is.
The real problem is lawsuits. That's the problem. That's the heart of the matter.
What do you mean? Who's going to sue who?
Okay, let's say you're Walmart and you don't go through all his rigmarole. And you don't, and you know, you're a hospital and you allow elective surgery and somebody gets sick. There you go. You're sued for $1 million. You get three or four of those. They might cancel your insurance if you're a doctor.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
It's all about insurance. It's all about not getting sued.
Now, I totally 100% believe that to be an accurate scenario for a healthcare organization, because they get sued for everything. It's one of the reasons we pay so much for healthcare in this country, because of so happy ambulance chasing lawyers. But I don't think that's going to happen to a restaurant. I don't think it's going to. I hope. Watford City is where we're going next. Love that place. Then rugby. Call us 271-1100. What's on your mind?
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new businesses and
industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Todd, are you there? Oh, we can't hear Todd. I wonder why we weren't hearing him. What's going on there? I need him to do Schwann.
Hello?
Go ahead, respond here, fella.
Hello, hello, hello.
We hear you loud and clear, sir.
Oh, now you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know what my wife feels like every time I talk.
What? Yeah. Do you hear me?
I'm just going to sit and pretend, and if I pretend long enough, she'll shut up. What's on your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers and will not ignore you. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions of both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable with coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll even come to you. Check out Shop, Click, Drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months.
plus 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. If your vehicle meanwhile needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven, we care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com. You know, if you have one of those, the parking lot prayer warrior sounds so much better than a brand-new Schwann Buick GMC or Cadillac. 8 o'clock tonight. Healthcare places across North Dakota are going to be set up based at the South Visitor Parking Lot at CHI, St. Alexia's Health in Bismarck, but tons of other ones are going to be observing as well. And if you're at a senior care facility, for example, when it's time to honk your horn, don't honk your horn. Check with the local facility. Just don't want to freak anybody out or anything if it's just going to cause a problem to honk, but flash your lights when it's time. 8 o'clock tonight.
I love it. Pray hard.
It'll be live on K-Fire.
It'd be great. Texter says, Scott, I've been dreaming of a sauna from your sponsor for a while. Do you suppose he'd take two fat steers in trade?
Hey, you can always ask him.
What business do you think he's in?
Yeah.
Just tell him not to check the price on what that's bringing profound these days, right? So we'll pass that along to our friend Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They are giving you $350 if you refer somebody. If you have a hot tub or a sauna, you get up to $350 on any of the products they sell at Hot Spring Spas. That's a little stimulus package going right now. Okay, let's see here who's next on the rally question. Would you go is the question. Would you go? Hank in Watford City, tell me.
Absolutely. I'm 66 years old, and I can't tell you how old my wife is, but she would come with me as well. And as soon as the first restaurant opens in Watford City, I'm going to be the first one in there to sit down and have a nice meal. I'm going to go to church on Sunday. I'm fed up with this, Scotty. It's ridiculous. And no, Scotty, you're wrong. North Dakota is not open. Just ask the waiter or the waitress or the dishwasher at the restaurant or the hairdresser. It's close to them, and it's time these people get to go back to work. It's far beyond that, and our governor needs to quit listening to Bill Gates. He's a smart man, Governor. You're a smart man. Now go do what you know is right. Do the North Dakota right thing.
All right, Hank, you laid a lot out there, and I appreciate your passion, and I don't know why you can't tell us your wife's age. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. What, you know,
because
she won't care.
I'm 66 years old. I'm 66 years old, and I've been married for 44 years. That's why I don't tell it.
I see, because you wouldn't live to see 67 or for the 45th anniversary.
That's why I've made it this far.
Exactly. All right, Hank, thank you very much.
I'm a wise man. I've learned a lot of wise things.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, good deal there, Hank. Thanks for that. Linda in Rugby has an answer. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Yes, I would.
How are you?
I am fine. Doing well. Rugby is doing well. I also have a question apart from the rally. Is North Dakota currently in a state of emergency?
I believe that was declared at some point. I know we asked for a presidential disaster declaration and got it. That's usually just to facilitate federal assets and stuff. I think the state of emergency is what allows the governor to have executive orders on different things like the schools and whatnot. But I think so. But I don't know if it is technical or real.
Well, that leads into my next question regarding an executive order 12148. I think it was instituted during President Carter's administration. And that indicates that if all 50 states are in a state of emergency, then the control is transferred from the president to FEMA.
Well, that's certainly not happened and won't happen under our watch. But I don't know if the Carter executive order. I would hope the Carter executive order has gone the way of the Carter administration. Don't know the answer to that, Linda, but I do appreciate your call. I got to get one more in here from Jim in South Dakota. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Scott. This has nothing to do with whether I go or not, but I have a question or an idea. I'm a rancher in South Dakota, and we all know these small towns are going to dry up and blow away if something isn't done about these big four meat packers. And here's my idea. I'll make it quick because I know we're running short of time. Is there a reason why North and South Dakota couldn't band together and build a series of packing plants, say, to start out two in each state, then open them up to public?
You're raising an issue, Jim, that's come up before. I think there's certainly precedent for that. We have a state-owned bank as an example. Whether we'd want to do it's another thing, but it's been raised and it will be as well. We have Senator Hovind next week on a farm town hall. What's Kathy's vote? Did you find out? Kathy and Fargo? See?
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I'm Jim, I'm MDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit MDFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.